Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. I'm Lisa Kay, your host, and I'm so happy that you're here today. We've got a really special topic that I think is very apropos in the crazy world that we live in. Every day is kind of an interesting twist on where we are. But, you know, I think that's all part of a universal plan, so to speak, if you want to talk about it that way, because it helps us focus on some things that are really important in life. And our show today is all about kindness and how powerful it can be. So our show today is called The Prophet of Kindness, and we're going to show you how to use kindness to connect to others in business and in life. And as I said before, today more than ever, we need more kindness amongst each other. And kindness always wins, and it can carry the day, personally or in business. And in order to connect with new clients or future business partners, if you're thinking about kindness in business, it can transform your potential into success. You need to establish trust and build strong relationships using kindness. The key is to focus more on giving and working with others rather than simply just on winning, because doing so is guaranteed to help you win. And author Jill Lublin is with us today to show us that kindness does not mean weakness, and that kindness can take you very far, even outside of business. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Jill Lublin is an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She's the author of 4 best-selling books, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals with McGraw-Hill, and co-author of Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. Her latest book, Prophet of Kindness, is published by Career Press. Jill is a master strategist on how to position your business for more profitability and more visibility in the marketplace. She is CEO of a strategic consulting firm and has over 20 years experience working with over 100,000 people, plus national and international media. Jill also teaches the publicity crash courses as both live events and live webinars, and consults and speaks all over the world. Welcome, Jill. I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm delighted to be here too.
What a great topic, kindness. That's what attracted me, especially in the world today. But I think about it in everything that I do also in terms of relationships, whether it's friendships or with your spouse or especially in business and dealing with people that maybe are outside of your business or even inside your business, with coworkers, with bosses. How do you maintain all that connection and not, I think it kind of rubs up against conflict, which is interesting in today's world. Why do you think kindness is so vital today?
Well, let me just say, in today's world, even more than ever, I think kindness is a new remedy, really. We are in a time coming through a tough election, coming through now all the things that are happening politically and upset. More than ever, I think, I actually wrote this headline, "The United States of America, or Are We?" Right? Mm-hmm. And all that division, that's just in the U.S. That doesn't count around the world and all the issues going on around the world. So kindness cures many ills. It's not going to solve all our problems necessarily, but it's certainly going to help us to feel better. And I'm sure all of us want to feel better. And what I know about kindness is that people who practice it, you know, as we were researching Prophet of Kindness, what I found was that people who are practicing kindness, companies who practice kindness, have better bottom lines, are happier in relationships, have better lives, frankly, usually they're more happy, and that it's all related. And interestingly enough, as we're looking around at, you know, what companies are doing now, you will see the trend in advertising, in company promotion about kindness. So it's in a trend. It's a new way we're doing business. It's a new, it's not so new, of course. It's actually quite wonderfully ancient. But yet, I think that in business, it's more new. And that's the good news.
And how would you define kindness? And let's start with business, since you've been talking about that. What is it to be kind in business?
Well, I think it's about thinking about your customers, thinking about your employees, and then in Prophet of Kindness, we actually have what I call a return on kindness formula, meaning, you know, people think about ROI, return on investment, and I say, let's think about ROK, and in that, we have what I call sevenfold path to create more kindness. So these are simple yet powerful terms, like flexibility, that's kindness. You know, you want to define kindness? How about being flexible? How about patience? That's one of the pathways to kindness. Generosity, another pathway to kindness. These are all definitions of kindness, but I think, you're an intuitive specialist. At one level, we know intuitively when people are being kind, when a company is being kind. And how does it make you feel? Think for a minute. I mean, it makes you feel great. Right? It makes you feel wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel expanded, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And you have some wonderful stories of how kindness has really worked in business. Could you share one with us?
Absolutely.
Well, generosity. Generosity comes. Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear one of those. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Generosity is important. Mm. So I actually fell and fractured both my ankles. In multiple places. Can you believe it?
Oh,
it was terrible. And I spent 5 months in a wheelchair and a year in recovery. And about, you know, maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks into the accident, when I could actually kind of think a little more, I called my coach. And, you know, I believe in coaching and investing in myself. And and I called him and I said, you know, I so apologize, but I really can't continue this anymore. And he said, you know, basically, what are you talking about? And you're going to continue and don't even worry about paying me. I'm going to get you literally back on your feet.
Continue working. And, is that what you mean?
And continue working. Yes.
So you were just going to basically,
yes, continued working
like,
together.
I can't walk. I can't drive. How can I do anything? So I have to take a break.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I had to take a break. And by the way, I also can't pay you because my business is way down.
Right. That's a tough thing about working for yourself, right?
About accidents. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That too, sure.
And to his credit, he said, you know, don't you even think about it. And do you know, because of his kindness, not only have I been a great referral partner for him, I help him promote a seminar that he's now doing that he, you know, that I know I can help with. I am one of his clients still to this day, you know, years later, because he is probably one of the kindest people I know. And he really does care about the people he coaches. And to me, that makes a world of difference.
Oh, that makes you feel cared for, right? And makes you want to do
exactly
more in return. And it's a testament to him. It's wonderful. So, that's sort of generosity, right? And I guess when we all experience, say, a business that goes beyond, above and beyond for us, then, you know, we feel like we're being helped, we're winning. People always like to, you know, feel like they're gaining as well, but it also because there's a caring aspect to it as well. What do you do when you're, say, in a situation, where does kindness come into play when you're in conflict? Like, so let's say you're calling up customer service and they botched a delivery for you, or you have a product that's not working and you're unhappy. So, or working with a coworker that who's always angry with you, how do you bring kindness into that conflict?
Yes. Well, one of the pathways to kindness is patience and compassion. Mm-hmm. Yes. So one of the things I practice, and believe me, you know, put me on the phone with a utility company where you go round and round, or mm-hmm. I tried to pay my taxes online the other day and getting the people on the phone, it was like seriously, like 25, 30 minutes later, I wasn't feeling so patient.
Yeah. And then you have to tell your story. And, if you go to each person, oh, they transfer you, you could tell them all over again. And they say they can't help and they have to send you to somebody else. By that time, you're really ready to blow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say, you want to test my patience, just have me call, you know, the phone company or anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or those places where you go round and round and then you get somebody overseas and whatever.
It's right.
Just, I practice not reacting, frankly. That's one of the first, I think, important pieces is try not to react. But the other thing is, you know, where you can, like, I'll ask for supervisors right away. I don't want to go round and round and tell my story five times. That's mm-hmm. not to say I always get them or that that's even successful at times. And there will be a point. I mean, you know, here's a great example. I tried to order the iPhone 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I swear we spent an hour on the phone with this customer service rep, who, by the way, was already in customer care. So he already was one level up. And I am a, you know, longtime customer,
mm-hmm.
and he gets all the way to taking my credit card and the phone dropped. Now,
my
opinion, the man should have called. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Called you back.
He should have called me back. And he didn't. And I couldn't believe it.
Oh, no.
So then I had to spend another half hour calling the company back. And my first words out of my mouth to the customer care person, which, by the way, immediately surpassed. And I went straight to customer care and I said, listen, I just spent an hour on the phone with someone, got all the way, told them, you know, what had happened. And by the way, I also might mention they didn't have any of the notes from the previous conversation.
Oh, so you have to tell the story all over again.
tell the story all over again. And I was feeling rather impatient. And I said to her, you know, I know this isn't your problem or even your fault, but the truth is you're getting a little of my impatience right now and a little bit of my upset because of everything that's happened before. So I'm going to really appreciate if you would hurry this up a bit and not take your usual time because, you know, I spent an hour on the phone and then another half hour with her. And to her credit, by the way, she got me finished and complete in 15 minutes. Now, I know part of the reason, well, actually, maybe it is 25 minutes. Point is, and so, you know, I spent almost an hour and a half trying to order a phone.
Mm.
What I'm fascinated by is she gave me a level of service, I know, because she already knew I was upset. Because I didn't necessarily blame her, but I also told her, listen, I'm already upset, so you need to just know that going in.
Mm.
I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, clearly communicating, letting people know where you're at, letting people you know, have the opportunity to serve you
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
you know, without all the stuff of what happened before. Like, in other words, they've got to hear you. You know, just letting people know I hear you is really a great key.
Yeah. Hearing you from your heart, I think, which, you know, I'm a very left brain person, so coming from your heart was always hard for me, but I now realize it's like, you know, being, like you said, being open, being a little vulnerable, being honest and sharing, you know, your human side, I think, is it sounds like what you're saying. And the compassion part, I think I noticed, you know, that to me is very, very important because I forget that, you know, when we're in conflict, we already take the opposite side and we're right and we have to keep pushing that. But I think what you say about compassion, I think, is important. I always forget that part, thinking about what it's like to be in the other person's shoes, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, here's a great example of that. I was on a cruise recently and a trying to relax in the spa, I might, as I'm launching this book, you know, and, and I come out and there's this woman screaming at the front desk person. Obviously she was upset about something. I tried not to listen to the whole thing, but what I did listen to was the response of the woman behind the desk. Here's what she said. She said, "I really hear that you're very upset, and I totally understand, and I'm really doing my best to try to solve this. But here's what I'm going to request. Number one, please lower your voice. Number two, please don't talk to me in that tone." Now, I thought that was really super because, let's be honest, you know, this is a spa. It's not good to be screaming out in the middle of the spa. You know? She knew that. And she knew that this person was a bit out of control on top of it. Mm-hmm. So I think she handled it really well. It's like, okay, I hear you, but here's the deal. Don't talk to me like that. I mean, she said it nicer. And, you know, let's lower the tone and let's solve this problem. So I think things like that, you know, we all get upset. We're blowing out a little bit. It happens to the best of us. I think we've all lost our patience. But what we have to understand is that the person on the other end may have had nothing to do with that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what I love about your book is it gives you several areas for, and I think, as you say, cases for kindness, and also the four areas you've got: connection, gratitude, patience, and flexibility. And by the way, everybody, her book is called The Prophet of Kindness: How to Influence Others, Establish Trust, and Build Lasting Business Relationships. And it seems to be that the book is not just about business, though it talks a lot about business and can help people out there with putting kindness into their business to help actually do better business, get more customers, more clients, but also about bringing kindness into life. So wanted to take a moment here, Jill, if you don't mind, to actually tell people where they can get your book. Jill's got two websites, prophetofkindness.com and her website, jilllublin.com. And her name is spelled J-I-L-L, another L-U-B-L-I-N. So that's Jill Lublin, L-U-B-L-I-N. I think, Jill, you probably could say it. That's kind of a tongue twister, faster than I can. And Jill does a lot in business. And Jill, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and how, you know, and what you bring to the table for people and how you can work with them?
Absolutely. Well, you know, for over 20 years, I've been helping people in the area of publicity, getting more visibility by driving people to your company, your service, your product, through the power of media, through the power of great messaging, just really knowing what to say and what matters and how to make your message matter. So I do that through consulting, and I teach publicity courses. I do many ways of serving people. And I also speak and do workshops and help corporations be more kind, as well as with messaging and PR. Because here's what I know is they are very related. So definitely I can help you in those ways. And then let me just say, for the past couple of years, if you've got a book in you, or you want to write a book, or you already have a book, please talk to me about that. I got lots of services to help you get book deals as well as foreign rights deals. So that's a great way to serve people in a new kind of way.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing all that. And again, you can go to Jill's website, prophetofkindness.com. And JillLublin.com. And so I love kindness. I love business. I love to see how the two go together. And Jill, can you tell us a little bit about, let's go back and in terms of kindness, and what's your definition of it, and how do you actually give and create kindness, whether it's personally or in business?
Yes. And, you know, to me, by the way, in today's times, the two are very connected. I mean, I would hope who you are in business is who you are in relationship, in life, with your friends, with your family. I hope the two are connected. So I just want to say that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think one can do, you know, people talk about random acts of kindness. And Lisa, I think we ought to do conscious acts of kindness.
I like that.
Like every day, find... Yeah, isn't that fun? Find a way to serve. Find a way to make a difference. You know, in the middle of my book launch, a woman who had taken my publicity course needed me to look over one thing for her. I took a time on a Sunday in the middle of a big book launch to review her press release for her.
Wow.
Because that's what she needed. She's known me many years. She's referred customers and clients to me, and I want to be kind to her. I also feel strong, and I think it's important, for me, what I do is for instance, I teach a publicity course I'd mentioned, and I teach it live in cities across the world, as well as a live Zoom webinar. So here's the deal. Every course, I donate a nonprofit scholarship seat to, and I purposely pick a nonprofit who wants to come, or maybe somebody who can't afford it, and I gift this as a scholarship. And then I realized the other day, I teach this course live Zoom webinar for those who don't want to travel or for people all around the world. And you know what? I was realizing I need that nonprofit in that one too. And I had a woman from Indonesia who did a nonprofit, and she was in it about 5 months ago. But I'm realizing, well, you know what? I need to up level on that too and make sure that every single month I have somebody in who's a nonprofit, because I believe in giving back. I'm doing it live, and I realize I need to do it on my live Zoom webinar. So that's the next level for me. I mean, give back in whatever way you can. Donate raffles in your local community. A lot of times there's silent auction items. So, for example, I give away a seat in my publicity course, and again, they can take it any way they want. And I do that at a lot of live auctions. Mm-hmm. Around the world, because people can come on Zoom with me. So no problem wherever they live. So I look for ways to give back that, are great for the cause. Obviously, it's wonderful. It gives me some publicity and promotion. And we raise money, So mm-hmm. That's a wonderful
thing. That's wonderful.
And it's win-win-win all the way around.
That's the thing, I think. It's the win-win, right?
Yes.
And
it's usually a win-win-win for the organization. Yeah,
even
for
better.
The customer, mm-hmm. Everybody wins.
How do you think we can create kindness, personally? I mean, that's a wonderful. The business is great when we can win for everybody. I'm just thinking about in our day-to-day lives. Do you have any advice for our listeners out there on how they can bring in kindness in their everyday life?
Yes. So I want you to look for ways that you can practice conscious acts of kindness. Mm. At Starbucks, buy coffee for the person behind you. Surprise someone with a nice smile and a hello, how are you? Really, because we are so, in our phones all the time and texting and, emailing. And by the way, I'm doing it too. I think we all are. We've mm-hmm. become very disconnected. Mm-hmm. And connection, interestingly enough, is one of the pathways to kindness. So find ways to connect. Smile at someone as you pass them on the street. Say hello to the person next to you in line, and just take a moment and talk. It could be just a moment. But, what I find, interestingly enough, I was talking to a woman who did just that recently and got into a very big discussion with someone who was, I would just say, totally opposite views of her politically. And she said by the end of the conversation, they were hugging, exchanging numbers,
Really?
At this fancy French, I swear to God, at this fancy French restaurant in Boston where they were both celebrating birthdays. But here's what's interesting. What she shared with me, she goes, Jill, and being kind and just listening to him, because she said at the beginning of the conversation, it was very, a bit tense, let's just say
I'm sure.
A bit tense.
Yeah.
And she just kept saying, I hear you. I hear you. Tell me more about that. I hear you. And instead of just, coming back up, that's what you believe, but this is what I believe, she had compassion. She had generosity of listening. She had patience. By the way, all pathways to kindness, right? She she had positivity. She just stayed positive, even though he was like, kind of actually tense. He's a Marine, by the way, and a little extreme in his reaction to her.
Sure.
She did not take that bait. She just kept calm and positive and patient, and it had a really good ending.
I hear you, and feeling that the other person is is trying to understand and being open and being compassionate, and that makes you want to be kind back, which is a nice cycle. I think I like what you were saying about, I don't think we realize that the face that we wear when we're out and about and we're out in public, and like you said, just a smile makes a whole difference. I noticed one time myself that I think I might have even had a complaint. I didn't remember exactly where I was, and I went and I walked up to this gentleman, and I just smiled first, and his whole demeanor changed. And I was like, oh wow, it was kind of neat, because I tend to be very businesslike and like, well, I need to talk to you about this, da-da-da-da. And I just smiled first, and it made a huge difference, and then it made me want to connect more, which is makes me think also about, there's so much out there right now with the conflict of different opinions, and like as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the election, and you know, people are like, I'm turning off Facebook forever because I can't stand it anymore. In that kind of a world, what's your advice to those of us who are in all that and want to bring in the kindness?
You know, in terms of just staying more more present, I think is really important in each moment. What can you do? What will make sense? One of my friends, she lives in Reno, Nevada, where it snows, and she was walking along, actually looking for a home to buy, a second home to buy, and she passed by this woman who was shoveling snow, looked rather tired, and she just stopped her car, and she said, may I help you? Can I just help? And the woman kind of looked at her a bit stunned, as probably we all would be, and said, well, okay, good. And they started shoveling. And then this neighbor comes by and says, you know, I saw you two out here shoveling. Can I help you? The three of them got the job done in a third of the time.
Oh.
And then, so sweet, the woman calls up Suzanne and she says, hey, I made oatmeal cookies and I've got to feed you them. Please come over.
Oh.
Then Suzanne, as I mentioned, was looking for a home. And guess who found her? The second home. Not
wow.
Because of anything else, but because of stopping to shovel snow.
What a great story. I love that. And it just, you know, kind of trickles around. The trickle-down theory. So you were talking...
The trickle-down theory.
And trickle your kindness around. And again, it sounds like those had the elements that you were talking about, the patience and maybe the connection and gratitude, right? I think when
That's
we give,
right.
we feel,
exactly.
you know, even though others feel gratitude for us doing someone a favor, I always feel a little gratitude that, hey, you know, I was able to do something for somebody else too, right?
So it's very heart expanding. It's very expansive of our spirit, and you will always feel better. You will always feel better.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's you're not and only feel better, but you're enriching someone else's life.
And your life, too, and it's so attractive, and it's something that everybody wants, and I think it's a great way to diffuse, as you were speaking, things that, you know, people maybe being a little tense or maybe not being happy or you know, in some of the negative environment we might have, that just you being that beacon of kindness and compassion changes the world. So, wow, I just, it's wonderful. You know, the show went so quickly. I can't believe we're really at the end of our show already. Can you believe that? It's gone by so fast.
Honey, it always happens like that.
It does. And kindness is such a important, I think today, really, it's a very important message. And not only in where we are dealing with ourselves and dealing with, I mean, all over the world, not just this country, but when we go out and meet people on the street, or whether we're at work or at home, it's such an important message. I really thank you for bringing that to our listeners today. So thank you for being on the show, Jill.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much for having me. You're very kind, and I hear your voice, and thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you again. And you can reach Jill at her website at prophetofkindness.com, or her other website about her work, jilllublin.com, J-I-L-L, and her last name is spelled lublin.com. And you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth, Conscious Living for Your Soul. I'm Lisa Kay, and you can reach me and find out more about our other shows at lmk88.com. Thank you for listening, everyone. Angel blessings to you all. We'll listen. Come and listen to us next time. Thanks. Bye.